in general, my plan is always to just keep going on what we're doing. So it's rare that you'll hear like a Christmas message here, because if God has us in Acts, that's where he has us. And he has us in Ecclesiastes right now. But I'm going to do something a little different. We're going to take a break, all right? Something was laid on my heart about 2 days ago, and that's what I want to share. So we're going to take a little piece of the Christmas story, these angels, lambs, ladybugs, and fireflies, and we're going to talk about them. We're going to go tell it on the mountain a little bit. This is what happened on the side of a mountain on that night. And there were shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be to all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born, and he is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign." Listen. "This will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths and laying in a manger." Listen to me closely, because I'm 43 years old, and I didn't know this till this week. This was not an identification. It was not directions on a treasure map. Listen to me. "This shall be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and laying in the manger." Here's the question. What is the sign and to whom? What is the sign and to whom? All right? Hear me. When the angels appeared, they appeared on the side of a mountain where shepherds were watching over their flock. Okay? Now, shepherds, typical, all through the Bible. Here's the problem. These weren't ordinary shepherds. They weren't regular old shepherds. I thought they were. They weren't. They weren't regular old shepherds. I didn't know that there was a hierarchy of shepherds. I thought a shepherd was a shepherd, but a shepherd is not a shepherd. You have levels of shepherds. Beginner shepherds, medium shepherds, and high-end shepherds, okay? I didn't know that, because the different levels of shepherds take care of different levels of sheep, all right? Now, you're like, well, what are different levels of sheep? We shear the sheep, they give us the cotton, so on and so forth. Not necessarily. Some sheep were bred for different purposes, just like cows. You've got cows that produce other cows, you've got cows that produce milk, and you've got beef cows, all right? Well, there were different kinds of sheep. There were sheep that were bred for food, sheep that were bred for cloth, and sheep that were bred ready to be sacrificed. There were sheep that were bred, born to be sacrificed. And those sheep were guarded by high-end shepherds called Levitical shepherds. From all the way back in the Hebrew days, Levitical shepherds took care of the sheep. And here's what they would do. You ready for this? Here's what they would do. When a sheep was about to give birth, they would retreat with that sheep into a cave, into an opening in the side of the hill. Mind you, the stable wasn't a stable at all, but off the hotel, off the inn where they were, there were holes cut in the side of the hillside. So the stable is actually a cave in the side of a hill. All right, you ready? Ready? So these sheep are born to be sacrificed, ready, without blemish. So what these shepherds have to do is, they're so good, they recognize when they're about to give birth, they cradle that sheep up, they take it into a cave, all right? And as soon as the sheep, the lamb is born, you ready for this? He's wrapped in swaddling cloths. Why? So that he is without blemish. The shepherds take care of this lamb so that when it is sacrificed from that moment on, it has no blemishes at all. And when that lamb is sacrificed, it removes the sin of the people. Between the throne and among the elders, I saw a lamb standing as though it was slain. Like a sheep led to the slaughter, he opened not his mouth. In the side of a cave, under a star, directions were given to Levitical shepherds to identify a Savior that would wipe out the sins of the world. And the sign to who's you? To them was that they would find this baby in a cave wrapped in what? Never knew that the shepherds would know exactly what that meant. That they would find a human baby who would be wrapped, signifying his flawlessness. And that flawlessness would be the key to yours and my ability to be made clean through the sacrifice of the perfect Lamb. This is the shepherd's story of Christmas. This is what the angels taught. This is who we praise. And you shall find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in the manger. This will be a sign to you. I was going to school the other day, taking Tyler to school, and I don't do it as often as I should, but I just up and popped out, "What does Emmanuel mean?" Tyler said, "God with us." When God came to be with us. So, for the next few minutes, you don't need to hear me teach. You need to chew on what I just learned. I'm not smart, I'm not intelligent, I just learned it and I shared it with you. That's what the gospel is anyway. Learn a little bit, share a little bit, learn a little bit, share a little bit, all right? And we need to spend some personal time with this baby, with this Jesus, okay? And so here's what's going to happen. Some of you have already known, the rest of you don't know how we do things here, but there is communion up near the front for you to take as you feel led, whenever you feel led, all right? In just a minute, a video is going to play. Of the song, O Come Emmanuel. We have a young couple in our church who just a week and a day ago, the husband was in a pretty substantial car accident. Both of his legs are wrapped right now, rods, pins going through them. Their daughter is being taken care of by another member of our family. They've just made the announcement public that she has a second child on the way, okay? That announcement went public, so I hope that was okay. It's on Facebook, so I don't think I surprised anybody. If she didn't want it known, it is Facebook official, so she's pregnant. All right, we have another member of our church family that is near and dear to one of the people on our staff who has just gotten out of the hospital and has been diagnosed with cancer, and they're getting ready to go through that. We have lots of folks in our church family, literally, who've been in other fender benders and car accidents. My mom says I'm done. I've been hit three times. Seriously, I've been hit three times in the last 5 weeks, okay? Three accidents. Yeah. All right, we just got our car back, and we're thankful for that. But listen, I say that to say this. Do you think God was surprised? Do you think I got hit by a car the other day and God went, "Ah! Sorry, dude, wasn't paying attention. My bad." You think for a minute that happened? I said to one of our lovely members this morning, she said, "You need to pray for my car." Okay. Now, the engine, the steering wheel, the driver, which is it? Okay, what do you want me to do? Listen to me. We need to pray as if we know the baby. We need to pray as if we understand the sacrifice. We need to pray as if the King is on our side. We need to pray as if we know what Christmas is about. We need to pray like all the bad things that happen are just God getting ready to show off. Because that's what He does. He is perfect. He is amazing. And yes, He shows off. He's the only person in the world that is not arrogant. When you are the best, you do the best. The end. I've struggled with that for years. The chief end of man is to enjoy God and love him forever, and the chief end of God is to enjoy God and love him forever. It sounds like the most arrogant thing in history, but it's not. If you are the perfect creature, who do you choose to worship? The perfect creature. So God just happens to choose himself. And that is not arrogance. That is divinity. And so what I want to do over the next few minutes is see if you can't realize that in that baby and in the Holy Spirit in this room and in those children and in all the gifts that God pours out on us, he is there. You don't need me to put Christ in Christmas. There is no Christmas without him. He doesn't need our help. He just wants our adoration. And so my invitation to you this morning for the next 5 minutes, oh, come, let us adore him, the God who came to be with us, a babe for all, wrapped in swaddling clothes. Come and pray. Come and take. Come and be with him who came to be with you.